With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. More arrests have been announced in the vicious beating of a teen with autism at a Windsor bus stop. Police say a 12 and 13-year-old have turned themselves in on a charge of assault causing bodily harm. That raises the suspect count to six. The 16-year-old victim was waiting at a bus stop on Howard Avenue near Devonshire Mall on March 9th when he was jumped. He suffered serious injuries. A Windsor man has been charged with threatening Mayor Drew Dilkins. Police say the mayor's office got a call Wednesday from a male threatening the mayor's life. The 68-year-old was found Wednesday night on Wyandotte Street East near Parent. He's charged with one count of uttering death threats. Meanwhile, a Canada-wide warrant has been issued for a man convicted in a 2015 shooting outside a downtown Windsor nightclub. 30-year-old Nicholas McCullough is wanted for breach of statutory release. He's serving a 6-year, 6-month, and 1-day sentence after being convicted in 2019. A photo of him is up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. The annual Sunshine List is out Thursday for public sector employees. And once again, Windsor Regional Hospital CEO David Mouche leads in the region with a 2023 salary of $433,000+. 539 City of Windsor employees made the list, with the highest paid being CAO Joseph Mancina, who earned $268,731 last year. In the county, the highest paid municipal employee in 2023 was LaSalle CEO. Giuseppe Malizia made $257,374. All of the county CAOs cracked the $200,000 mark. Premier Doug Ford has urged school boards to concentrate on education and not pick fights with social media giants. The Toronto Star reports that both the city's English school boards, plus those in Peel and Ottawa, are suing Meta, TikTok, and Snapchat, accusing them of interfering with children's education. Ford said Thursday that the boards need to prioritize reading and writing. You may have seen some police officers bagging groceries at your local market Thursday. The OPP is raising money for its annual Essex County Cop Camp, which treats 80 grade 6 students to a week of fun with police at Guestwood Camp in Essex. OPP officers were packing groceries at the Tecumseh and Kingsville Zehrs stores, along with the Real Canadian Superstore in Leamington. We now know who will play at Hogs for Hospice this summer in Leamington. The musical lineup was announced Thursday, with country artist Justin Moore and rock veteran Stone Temple Pilots and Quiet Riot the headliners. Hogs for Hospice is a huge fundraiser for the Erie Shores Hospice campus. It's on from August 2nd through 4th. In sports, baseball's opening day is underway, and the Blue Jays have started in Tampa against the Rays. The Tigers have begun in Chicago against the White Sox. In the NHL, the Maple Leafs welcome Washington Thursday night, and the Red Wings visit the Hurricanes. In the Junior A playoffs, Leamington entertains Milton for Game 4 of their second-round series. The Flyers lead it 2-1. Your Windsor long weekend weather, down to minus 4 Thursday night, under clear, brisk skies. Sunny for Good Friday, windy and 11, mostly clear at plus 1 Friday night. A chance of rain Saturday and 10, cloudy and 8 for Easter Sunday. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.